October. We had a hockey game, right?
Yeah, there are a lot of Comet hockey fans over there in Finland.
Look at this. A hockey fight between Fort Wayne and a team from Klondike. That's what he heard that night. All right, well, the IHL commissioner will be happy to hear that. Let's see. What else? He said the receiver used for DXing was a Grundig 209. Is that right? A Grundig? That's a German receiver. A Yacht Boy transistor radio. I wonder what that is. And the antenna was the outdoor installed, 1160 meters beverage at 334. I'm not really sure what that is. So he needs an answer, right?
Yeah, we'll write him back. Is that, there's a little bit more on the back of
this.
That.
Oh, his name, look at this, his name is Leif Nyman, like Leif Garrett. Leif Garrett, L-E-I-F. That's, is that pronounced Leif over there, like Leif Erikson?
I honestly don't know.
You're not Finnish either. Well, yes, no. You are Finnish. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, I'm just...
Actually, it's very interesting. We get a lot of letters from Finland and Sweden. Apparently, okay. There's some kind of pipeline, so to speak, of propagation in that direction. And, of course, this is the time of the year when you can pick up stations all over the country. And
right.
We start getting these letters.
Yeah. Now we're in good shape. I took German in college, and this is from Germany. We have found ourselves at this point. Oh, this guy writes in English. Big deal. I was going to use my German here, and the whole letter's in English. Anyway, this is from Berlin, from West Germany. He was listening the night of, let's see, where is it here? I don't see it here. It just says date, and he leaves a blank here, so he really doesn't give that. Anyway, this is from Berlin. We're coming in very well. He says, as my hobby, listening to remote shortwave, medium, and tropical stations, I was very pleased to hear your station. I've been interested in remote radio stations for 5 years. I'm 23 years old and working as a car tin man here in Berlin.
Apparently that's an automobile repairman.
I guess so. In April, I have a large trip to the Bahamas, Nassau, and I was very happy to listen to many stations on the medium wave band. Thanks for your good music program. Thank you. Let's see what else. I send you my reception report, trusting that you will be in a position to verify it. That's what he needs, is verification. I guess he's collecting a lot of different places. My home address, Thomas Marschaner, Angerunstanstar 58. That's 58 is, 58, right? 1000 Berlin, 49 West Germany, West Deutschland. Very good.
It's a nice little form he's got, too, to send out.
Yeah.
These guys have it down,
so that's
pretty well.
Germany.
Yeah.
Gee, and I thought we were doing well to get to Pittsburgh. Let's see. This is from Sweden. This one here, and I won't bother reading it. This is addressed to you. This must be a friend of yours. Jim Dreyer. All right. Well, we
directionalize at night, and it's strange to
Yeah,
get.
We don't get into Texas, do
no,
we?
No, we don't get into Texas or Nebraska very often. Those couple letters from...
Okay. Oh, yeah, and here's one from out west, shall we say. Well, that means that we must be going all the way around and coming back in, because we don't go west too well, do we?
Well, we directionalize at night to protect some stations out on the west coast.
Yeah.
Actually, I suspect it isn't really propagating all the way around. It's just some radiation getting out of the back.
Mm-hmm.
Once in a while, you get some of these guys that have real good setups, and they can pick up a very faint signal.
Yeah, so, yeah. I think we've heard from Jim Dreyer before, as a matter of fact.
Have we?
A couple of years ago, I think I sent him a little picture postcard for his dartboard.
I got a tape with one of the letters from Finland, and I listened to it, and... sometimes the DXers will send tapes and let us hear what we sound like, and maybe later on in the year when I get a real good one, I'll bring it in. You can play it and hear what the station sounds like 3,000 miles away.
You know what we should do, Steve? We should call one of these people one night. Just call them on the phone and say, hey, Ron Gregory here, how you doing? They go, I was just listening to you on my radio. Very good. Sweden, Finland, Germany, Italy, Nebraska, and Lubbock, Texas. Amazing. Very good. Thanks for coming in, Steve.
Are you going to salute some of those guys, maybe, the Wolf salute?
If they walk in with uniform, sure.
All right.
Other than that, I'm worried about Cherubusco. The heck with Sweden, you know. No, of course I will do that. Sure. Well, anyway, it's about 9:57, and we shall proceed.